Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on a Thursday morning, the final day of Packers mini camp in 2021. They'll be back, obviously, next week for OTAs. Sorry, guys. Got to do that. Good to see everybody. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all enjoying the headlines of Jordan Love tearing it up in practice yesterday, which obviously, yes, means very little. But it was good to see the young man have a nice bounce back day after the problems with accuracy we heard about on Tuesday. This is the path of a young quarterback. Some days are down, some days are up. He's going to struggle at times. He's going to shine other times, and we're here for the ride. I love it so much. Old-timer Dave, what's up, man? How are you doing? TKM, good to see you at your post. Will, good to see you too. Sean, thanks for the super chat. Bob Demoski, probably. Love will tear us apart again. I can't tell you how much I'm loving all the allusions, puns, what have you, to Love and songs. But Brandy has won the title already this morning by saying she hopes that Jordan Love doesn't read the news because we don't want tainted love. Perfect. Perfection. Can't get better than that. Outstanding. Carrying the G from Oregon. What's up, John? Hello from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Jeremy, hey, Nags, let the overreactions begin. Yes, definitely. I can encapsulate it by the title of this video. The quarterback position is the most heavily scrutinized. Jordan Love, baby, let's go! Nothing wrong with being excited for the young man. Having a good day. Hope he repeats it again today. Jeezy, baby, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. $10 for number 10 and how many Super Bowls he will lead the Packers to win. Go, Pack, go. See, this is what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Irrational exuberance. Let's go. That is it. Oh, Paul, thanks so much for checking out Matt Ramage last night. Tons of fun. Always great to talk to Matt, especially with Corey and Tyler. That was a ball. If you guys haven't checked it out, seek out Matt Ramage on all the socials. It was a good time. Very, very, very fun. I am not the beat writers have an agenda guy, but this coverage of the Rodgers drama is turning me into Corey Banky. Tyler, nobody wants that. Nobody has an agenda. Okay, maybe a few people have an agenda. Nuclear family, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think Bruce Arians talks about Brady being like an extra coach to add fire to the Rodgers and Wilson situation? Seems like NFC higher-ups do. No, I think Bruce Arians is who he is. He shoots from the hip. He's always been kind of an unvarnished guy. Don't forget, I mean, they went on to win the Super Bowl last year, but at the beginning of the year, there were all sorts of headlines, even prior to the season, about Arians' comments about Tom Brady, and especially after that opening loss in New Orleans and the interceptions, and then the game, I believe, in Chicago that they lost. He had some, you know, unvarnished stuff to say about Tom. So now that he's turning around saying nice things about Tom and saying, you know, whatever he's talking about as far as including Tom in the process, blah, 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 I think he's telling, just saying the truth. I don't think he's doing it to try and needle the Packers or the Seahawks. Maybe he is. Maybe he's that devious, but I doubt it. People got stuff to do. Hey, Nags, thanks for doing this. Thanks, Robin. Good to be here. Oh, Corey Mansky, thanks for the super chat. Can't buy me love. Actually, yes, you effing can. Go, Pack, go. I like it. Rodgers wants a longer vacation. Tommy, that's quite possible. Maybe we'll see him at the start of camp, and he'll come back and say, what's everybody upset about? Just wanted to take some me time. I doubt it, but it's possible. I love the Packers, and I'll be rooting for Love, but I'm not ready to lose the MVP yet. Justin, I think that's perfectly fine, and that's completely understandable. I actually just had a mini argument about this with Zabe on the radio. Yeah, there's no question this team is infinitely better with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. They are a true Super Bowl contender, and without him, they're not back to square one. They still got a lot of talent, but they are certainly a very different team and not a Super Bowl contender. Yeah, I want the Super Bowl contender. Of course I do. But if that's not in the cards, if for whatever reason this rift between Rodgers and the front office is beyond repair, although James Jones keeps saying it isn't, but if it is, all right, I'm ready for Jordan Love. Carry the G, man. It ain't too tough. What did you think about Love's presser? Key takeaway. I love the 100% answer. When he was asked if he would be ready for week one if it came to that. That's the mindset you want, man. You want this kid saying, yeah, I got drafted to play quarterback. That's what I'm going to do. If I'm called upon, I'm going to be ready. I love it. I love that mindset. Other than that, it's a lot of cliches. It's a lot of being asked the same question over and over again. You know, he doesn't have a lot of practice in front of the media. This is, I believe, only the second time we've ever had an availability with him. The first time was last year after their first practice in Lambeau. So, you know, as he gets more comfortable with it, I think. And plus, as Jason Wilde pointed out yesterday on the Zoom, we've never met him in person, like not once since he's been drafted. This is really weird. But, you know, I think he'll, like I said, he'll ease into it. He'll get used to that kind of interview process, so to speak. Michael, thanks for the super chat. The best part of all this drama is that it doesn't matter who they start at QB, still going to beat the Bears twice. Nail, head, boom. The Bears still suck. Correct. Brian, thank you for the super chat. I wish Twitter was around when 12 was a rookie. Oh, man, would there be some choice tweets. Holy cow. We kind of went through that last night on Twitter. The vibe around camp. The fact that there were Packers fans, supposed Packers fans, booing Aaron Rodgers and yelling at him at training camp practice every single day, telling him they wanted Brett back. People did that at the practice field. Like little kids, Aaron tells a story about a little kid swearing at him, cussing him out. It was ugly, man. And then family night, he gets booed. I was there. I'll never forget. He sails a ball over Donald Driver's head and the whole place, not the whole place, but a large part of the place starts booing. And I was just gobsmacked. I couldn't believe it. And it's imprinted on my brain because my oldest, who is now 20, at the time was much younger, she was there with me wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey. It's the one football player she ever cared about. And she looked at me and was like, why are they booing their own player? I was like, it's too long. I can't explain. It was wild, man. That whole summer was just wild. And then Favre showed up and supposedly was in his box, etc. I remember the news showing the plane coming. Oh, my God. That was a wild, wild time. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. If Rodgers' news never got leaked, what do you think would be different at this point? Well, we'd be wondering why he wasn't at minicamp. That would be the biggest difference. Mm-hmm. Nags, do you think James Jones has Aaron relay messages for him? I have to believe James doesn't say that on his own. Jeremy, yes and no. I mean, I think obviously James is being, I think, honestly, you know, James is being honest. I don't think he's making stuff up, but he's obviously very 30,000 footing it as far as the tenor and the details of their conversations. But yeah, I don't think Aaron's sitting there going, okay, go on the TV and say this. I think James is just giving a honest overview of his feelings about their conversations without giving away too much. I don't know if it's so much directly from Rodgers. That would be surprising. MySpace existed back then for social media. Who was in your top eight? Was it top eight? I can't remember. Was it top 10? Was it top 10? I don't know. Oh my God, Sly. What an amazing question. Please rank Godless, Deadwood, Lonesome Dove, original. Well, that's Deadwood and then Lonesome Dove and then Godless, though I loved Godless. That was great. If you guys haven't seen it, you should check it out. Vex, thanks for the super chat. It's very clear what 12 wants. It only changes every day. GM fired? No, just full roster control. I don't think it's any of that. And I don't know that there's one thing, one silver bullet, if you will, that's going to get things fixed. Sorry, people texting me while I'm live. Don't they know I'm live? Top eight. Thank you, Andrew. I thought it was top eight. Just bring back Cobb, man. There you go. That'll solve everything. Make Rodgers happy. Can't wait. Doesn't Royce Newman have experience at... Sorry, it just flipped on me. Doesn't Royce Newman have experience at tight end? Imagine seeing that mullet flowing while running a wheel route. Man, I want all the wheel routes. Everything. I want five eligibles all running wheel routes. Executive committee and board of directors have no position or influence in the 12 situation. A lot of love and thanks from North Carolina. What's up, Buffy? No, they are separate from football. They are not going to interject in any way, shape, or form when it comes to whatever dealings the Packers are working on with Aaron Rodgers. Executive committee and the board are completely out of that loop. No doubt about it. They will be given updates by Murphy during meetings, probably, because I don't doubt it will be asked about, but they're not involved directly in any way, shape, or form, other than the fact that they have meetings with Murphy about other business. But football is very much on its own there. Go Pack Go 297. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Have Jordy come out of retirement and bring back Kumerow and Cobb. Everything will be okay. I don't know, man. I don't know. Aaron now seems to be saying he has more of an issue with the players the Packers let go. Call me crazy, but which player have they let go that they were not right about? I think it's interesting how that narrative has turned in those last kind of 48 hours, right? Mostly off of James Jones' appearance on the Cowherd show. But I think that was probably at the root of it all along. I don't think that's anything's changed. Maybe we are being privy to that information, or that idea has. But I said a long time ago when the whole Jake Kumerow thing broke, don't ever forget. Gutekunst, one of his very first moves as general manager was cutting Jordy Nelson. That did not get things off on the right foot with 12. And yeah, to your point, I know there's lots of people who would argue that they should have brought or kept Jordy around for one more year for that run with 12 after Aaron got hurt, etc., all of that. But the old adage of being out a year too early rather than a year too late usually is correct. And I would say, could Jordy have done more in Green Bay? Probably. Do I understand why Brian made that move? Absolutely, especially after seeing how he kind of disappeared when Aaron got hurt. Man, tough choices, but I understand why he makes them. Outside of that, yeah, no, I can't think of anybody who they've moved on from under Brian's tenure. Now, a lot of people like to point out people that Ted let go, whether it's Charles Woodson, Micah Hyde, although that was really a Russ Ball call, etc. But for Brian's decision making, I can't think of a guy who has gone on and we've been like, oh my God, what a mistake to let that guy walk. I don't know. Oh, what else we got? I want to see Adams to MVS Philly special type of play, first play against the Saints. I love it. Nuclear Family, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Why was Kumerow cut? Seemed really good. His age? Kind of his age, but the upside wasn't there. And they like Malik Taylor. And Malik Taylor balls out on special teams. Throw it all together, and that's why he's cut. TKM, what's up? Thanks for your super chat. Okay, let's pretend the Packers give Aaron Rodgers 3 or 4 more years on top of 3 remaining with $20 million a year guaranteed. Do we keep Love as the backup? Wow, that's a huge fantasy land question. I doubt it, but I don't know. I would be shocked if they gave him that kind of deal. Overshadow Sean, thanks for the super chat. A fiver for Corey finally admitting it's a mullet last night. I'll let him know. Brad, thanks for the super chat. Missed my super chat yesterday. I apologize, Brad. Sad. Watch party, not live. Trying to get in shape before my wedding. I watch chat while on exercise bike. Carry the G motivation. Thanks, Brad. Keep at it, buddy. You're going to be looking like Brad Pitt by your wedding day. John, thanks for the super chat. I'm tired of talking about A-Rodge every day at work, and I just manage a weed dispensary. I can't imagine how exhausting it is for Packers media like you. May the force be with you this offseason. Thanks, John. Yeah, you can't turn it off. It doesn't even matter who it is because it's such big news, even though there's no news, so everybody can just speculate, so everybody has an opinion about it. I mean, everybody. I mean, I understand you guys are monster Packers fans, so of course it's going to come up and we're going to talk about it. But like when the bus driver is asking me, hey, what's going on with Rodgers? Because he sees me wearing something Packers. Nah, man, I don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers any more than I have to. It's going to be a long 7 weeks. Germany or London, where would you want to see a game? Brews would be flowing. Oh, both. Yes, please. Berlin or London. I don't care. I'll be there. I cannot wait for the Packers to play overseas. That is going to be awesome. Unculture, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. This generation has Kevin King. We had Jerry Holmes, about which my buddy Scotty said, I don't know if 44 is his number or his age, Pappies. Yeah, Kevin King. We'll see how long he is for this world. B-Town, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Will you be at training camp? What is the difference between the beat reporters and guys like Andy Herman and Cheesehead TV? A lot to unpack there. Yes, I will be at training camp. What is the difference? A lot. Yeah, Andy and I and the guys at Packer Report, although they're a little bit more structured in a traditional media outlet way, I want to say a newspaper way. There's lots of differences as far as the operations go, who we write for and what our content is supposed to do, but ultimately not a lot. You know, some of us do chats every day, some write articles, but ultimately we're observing the Green Bay Packers and then disseminating that information. And sometimes some of us talk with you about it and sometimes others don't. But in the grand swath of things, it's interesting because I get called a reporter all the time or a journalist, of which I am well aware I am not. I don't even aspire to be. I don't claim to be, but people say it a lot. When I go on radio shows, especially national shows, Packers reporter Aaron Nagler, I get mentioned in articles sometimes when they do Twitter aggregation stuff. But yeah, we most certainly are not reporters. So the reporters have somewhat stricter modes of operation that they have to adhere to. That's the major difference. Uncultured Barbarian, thanks for the super chat. During a hype video years back, NFL Films did one of the pack where the narrator said, "And the defense brings back stalwart defender Jerry Holmes." And I laughed beer out of my nose, Pappies. Man, Jeremy, I haven't heard that name in forever. That's a throwback. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Do you think after letting Jordy go, Rodgers said something to Goody, and that's when the alleged shut up and play happened? Oh, man. I don't know if they ever had a conversation about it. That's as far as I know, not been reported. But I do distinctly remember the shift in tone from Rodgers back in, was it 2018, when he said it, they've made it very clear that my job is to play quarterback. You know, because we had been talking about Jordy and I think Randall at the time and his, you know, pining or basically stumping for guys and never really never mattering. And yeah, I do distinctly remember the availability where he said they made it clear that my job is to play quarterback and that's what I'm going to do. So I don't know if that's a result of a conversation he had with Gutekunst or what, but it does feel like that message was sent somehow, if not directly. Go Pack Go. Thanks to the super chat, man. With exception to his Moss catch versus the Cowboys, Jordy disappeared when Rodgers got hurt in 2013. But let's be honest, Rodgers unequivocally makes most of his receivers look so much better. Oh, no doubt about it. There's no question. But that's why I say, I understand the idea of could Jordy have continued to be productive with Rodgers? Yeah, no doubt about it. But I think it's pretty clear. He went to the Raiders, he caught a few passes, racked up a few yards, but it was clear that it was time. You know what I mean? And he even had an opportunity to continue his career in Seattle and didn't. You know, it was time. I don't think that's crazy to say. Massimil, I'm going to destroy your name. I'm sorry. Thanks for your super chat. Hi, Nags. This is just to say thanks for your effort. You are amazing. Well, this is amazing that you have sent a super chat to say that, and I can't even pronounce your name, but thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Go Pack Go. Brad, what's up? My cat is Jordy Nelson. Very sad when he was I don't know if you mean your literal cat is named Jordy Nelson. Or your cat, like, hey, that's a hip cat, Jordy Nelson. But yes, it was a sad day when he was released. Rodgers is still angry about Jarrett Boykin being cut. Wow, what a name. What a blast from the past. Dean, thanks for the super chat. Would you say tight end is the new fullback in the LaFleur offense? Seems we get versatile tight end instead of the Aaron Rutkowski type nowadays. I think I love it. Oh, definitely. I mean, it's what Shanahan's been doing in San Francisco for quite some time. I don't think for a second that, you know, we're going to see a return to the bruising fullback anytime soon. Very much going to see, you know, a whole plethora of tight ends utilized back there in that position and doing fun stuff out of the backfield. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Did Barry coach any big time players in DC or Detroit? Not that I can remember outside of Will Blackman, who loved the guy. Obviously, Will's not a big time player, but I know Will and he's a great guy and he loves Barry. But yeah, no, he did not have a lot of talent on either of those squads. And that's kind of been the selling point, I think, from the Packers and LaFleur is now he's got talent. I don't know, man. We'll see. We shall see. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. Final minicamp practice later this afternoon. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur and a few other players. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please stick around here at Cheesehead TV for all the latest on the green and gold. Please do me a huge favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Michael, getting the super chat in under the wire. Nags, we disagree on various topics here and there, but I'll be damned if your questions during the Packers press conferences aren't the best ones asked. Michael, that's incredibly kind of you to say. Thank you very much. I just try to ask about stuff that isn't being asked about because God knows we get a lot of the same question a lot of the time. So thank you, Michael. That's very kind of you to say. It's very nice of you to say. Yeah, please, people, hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Patreon members, happy hour tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a hoot. I'll see you there. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Go Pack, go.